Listening Library presents Spring According to Humphrey by Betty G. Burney. Read for you by William Dufries. Chapter 1. March Misery. I didn't hear Mrs. Brisbane's key turn as she opened the door that morning. I was sound asleep, snuggled under the bedding in my cage. It had been cold, cold, cold all night, and I was dreaming of summer. Nice, warm, sunny summer. Suddenly I heard Mrs. Brisbane say, "Be careful, Kelsey, your boots are wet." And then she said, "Simon, slow down. I don't want anyone sliding across the floor and getting hurt." I poked my head out of the bedding and saw Mrs. Brisbane and most of my fellow classmates in room 26 coming through the door. They wore caps and gloves, heavy jackets and boots.
"Sorry I was late," Mrs. Brisbane continued. "The ice had traffic backed up. I'm glad you all made it here safely."
Ice? Just the word gave me a chill. My cage sits near the windowsill, so I decided to peek outside. "Eek!" I squeaked.
"Boing!"
My neighbor Og chimed in. For most of the year, I look out at trees and grass and the school parking lot. In the fall, the trees are red and gold. In the winter, they have branches that are either bare or tipped with snow. But on this March day, the trees were silvery icicles, sparkling like diamonds.